This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. One of our segments this morning is going to be focusing on warm weather and how you can survive. You know, people, and you may not realize this, there are people right here in our community, right here in the heart of Tennessee, who don't have enough money to purchase a fan or an air conditioner, and the movement of air on a hot day can actually save lives. Dwight Ogleton is with us this morning from the Cool Aid Ministry. How long has that program been going on?
I'm thinking, Bart, since 1985. Pastor Dogan Williams.
I remember him well.
Yeah, he's deceased.
What
now.
A wonderful guy.
Yes, I started working with him and assisting him. And as you know, Methodist ministers are moved around certain times, and he was moved to Nashville, and so my family and I decided to keep it going as long as we could. Every year I always say it's the last year, but as long as we get calls, you know, we're going to try to meet the demand for them.
Tell us, for people who are new to the area and may not be familiar with the Kool-Aid Ministry, tell us what you do and how the public is really part of what keeps you going.
Basically, what we try to do is our first priority are the elderly, to make sure that they're comfortable and cool, and that would consist of an air-conditioned window unit and hopefully some 20-inch box fans to move that air in different parts of the house. And then secondly, it is families with hardship situation with small children. Mm-hmm. Because normally when the weather's and the quality of air is bad, it affects people, most of the time people with those different ailments, and especially the very elderly and the young. And then thirdly, situations where somebody just needs help. But we had to prioritize it to the degree to make sure we take care of the elderly and the very young first.
And this has been going on since 1985, the
yes,
Kool-Aid
sir.
Program.
Yes,
I tell you, that is fantastic. Let's go to the phones. I know there are a lot of people who want to talk to Dwight this morning. 893-1450. We're talking about the Kool-Aid Ministry in this first segment of the program. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dwight Ogleton. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I was just calling to thank the Kool-Aid Foundation. They are helping me get a window unit for upstairs for my grandchildren, and they do great work.
They really do. What a caring group they are. You know, what would you say to encourage people to help support the Kool-Aid program?
I would say for them to donate, as you know, if they can donate what they can, or any window units or fans or anything like that.
Very good.
Well, I'd like for her to give me a call later this morning around about 11 o'clock. Well, she make it as soon as I leave here. As soon as I leave here, if I would have her to call me, because I need to talk with her about trying to set things up for her this weekend.
Okay. So maybe some good news for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
I could hear a smile in her face there.
She contacted us. A lot of agencies recommend our program. That's one of the ways that we are able to get the word out and to help people that really need help. And so the agencies, the Greenhouse Ministries and others, have been great in far as guiding people to our program. And right now, we're in need for some 20-inch box fans is mostly our workhorse. and then any type of air condition, which they range in different prices. I usually try to go to places like Walmart because they usually give me the best deal I can get on that. And they range from at $98 to $264. And that ranges from a 5,500 BTU to a 10,000. And so we basically purchase what we can afford to get. And so we're going to try to purchase a couple of them this weekend to take care of a couple of people that have already contacted us.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dwight Ogleton.
Good morning.
Hi.
Fine, fine. I'd like to say I am very appreciative of Reverend Dwight Ogleton with this program, because I work with Nick on the bar, I guess about 10 years or more, and it was so many people there in dire need of this program, and he helped him out, because it was just so hot and all, and people was getting sick and everything, and so he just went out and, you know, just did the miraculous thing. I mean, because you know, you can't breathe when it's real hot, and especially if you have an issue, you know, with your breathing problem and all, and so he just you know, was there for the people. And I say that if anybody can help, it is a worthy call, and I am so, you know, thankful for that organization, because it is, you know, it's just wonderful.
Well, I recognize your voice, and you are a ray of sunshine for everybody in the community yourself.
Thank you so much.
Every time you're on, you just...
Everybody that had been there for me during the homegoing of my son, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, sweetheart, and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Ms. Swader.
Ms. Swader. Thank you, Ms. Swader.
Yes, Ms. Charlene. Thank you.
And we'll keep you in our prayers, too.
Blessed, glorious day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. One of the things that a lot of people...
I'm not sure what... Oh, okay, I know what that is. Okay.
May not...
A little feedback there.
No, is it's amazing that there are still people that try to stay in houses with no air condition and maybe a fan. And it's in this day and time, it's almost unheard of, but it happens. I've been in situations...
They don't have a choice, I don't think, sometimes.
Well,
they don't have the money to... They're caught there.
Well, one of the situations that will come up a lot of times is the house unit goes out, and it's going to be $1,500 to get it fixed, and they can't afford it. And so we try to suffice with that with a window unit and then a couple of box fans when we got them in stock, and that helps out tremendously along with trying to circulate that air.
Very definitely. And in fact, the circulation of air back before we had air conditioners, that was the way it was done. The window units or the air, the fan in the ceiling in the hallway.
Yes.
Remember the old days?
Yes, sir.
Before air conditioning.
Bart, let me give a shout out to my good Christian friends and brothers at Bethel Baptist Church, where Reverend Freddie Carpenter is a pastor. That's my home church. And to my church friend and family at Spring Hill Missionary Baptist Church, there, Pastor Pope. They are very supportive of helping us to do what we do also within the program and in the community.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dwight Ogleton. How are you today?
Doing just fine. How y'all doing today, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you.
Morning, my friend.
Yes. This is Brother Reed.
How right. you doing, brother?
It's good to hear your voice again, man. And I'd like to commend you on the good work you've been doing, man. I remember when you first took over the Kool-Aid. It's been some years ago now. And ever since then, you've been doing a great job. And I'd just like to say, just keep your faith and keep up the good work. And God bless you and your family.
Thank you for the encouragement. I better keep on taking my vitamins, too.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number. And if somebody wants to donate some money to purchase a fan or air conditioner, whatever is needed, how do they do that?
They can take it by First Bank. We have an account set up there. And let them know that they would like to make a contribution to the Kool-Aid fan ministry. And most of the people there at the bank, they know about the program and will assist them in any way they can.
Okay. It's been about 27 years. Well, you've been involved
yes, yes.
in this about 20. Yes. That's a long time.
It is.
When you started, did you have any idea that almost 30 years could pass and you'd still be helping people in this way?
Well, you know, one of the things that my family and I pride ourselves on is we don't feel like you can give leadership without service. And we find it very rewarding to be able to help those that need help. I get a blessing by trying to be a blessing. And I need all I can get.
So ready to soak it in.
Yes, sir.
Dwight Ogleton is our guest this morning. We're talking about the Kool-Aid program, the Kool-Aid ministry, of giving out fans and air conditioners to save lives on hot days. Now, we've had a few hot days.
Yes.
But I tell you, we're going to have some hot days.
Well, things are starting to pick up a little bit with the temperatures going into the high 80s. And I think the quality air alert is out today. And so I want to encourage neighbors to check on the elderly, make sure that they're okay, because there comes a time when it's going to get so hot that if you go by a house and you know an elderly person lives there and that air conditioning isn't on and those doors are closed, it may be a sign that you need to check on them, because a lot of times the elderly will shut themselves in for sometimes because of fear and for security reason. And so it's easy to get overheated and to be overcome by that. And so that's another good thing that our neighbors can do is check up on the elderly and look out for them also. Anyone that want to make a contribution towards the program, they can make those checks out to the Kool-Aid Ministry there for First Bank. But if they have an air condition that they would like to donate, then give me a call at 818-2459. 818-2459. And you can also call that number to receive assistance from our program and make sure that they know that we'll try to get to them as soon as we can.
Very definitely do that. And let's be thinking about ways that you can get involved. Maybe a church group listening, a Sunday school class, a civic club, different organizations, scouts. They're all able to join in.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I want to thank the Rotary Club and their members for reaching out to help us to help others. In the past, we've had tremendous support. There are a lot of caring people in this neighborhood that have the resources to reach out and help. They just don't know where the resource needs to go. And so the Lord puts us in a position to be able to help these people. And it's nothing that I have. I mean, this is nothing that I have. Every time, to show you how the Lord works, every time I get a phone call, I had a lady call me, and I was with a client, and she needed an air conditioner, an elderly lady. And the client that I was sitting in the meeting with heard the conversation and told me after I hung up with the phone, and they asked me about that program, and they heard the conversation, he said, "How much do you need for me to purchase an air conditioner?" And I told him, and he made a checkout right there.
Wow.
So that's just how the Lord works.
Sure.
And I'm thankful for that.
And maybe somebody listening right now will be thinking, that's where I want to help, Ben. And they can give you a call. And what was that number again?
818-2459. That's the cell number. But my home number is 895-8555. Most of the time I'm there, I'm halfway conscious. But they can call those numbers, and I'll try to get back with them as soon as possible.
Stay with us. Dwight Ogleton is with us this morning. And if you have been touched by the Kool-Aid Ministry, give us a call, 893-1450. Have a question for you right now. Is your yard or landscaping being destroyed by nuisance animal pests? If so, Bonide has a product to solve that problem. Repels All is an all-natural repellent that works on deers, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and other nuisance animals. It's effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredients in Repels All uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep animals away. Unlike other repellents, Repels All has no unpleasant odor, at least one that we could smell. Repels All's natural formula can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and even around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures, and that's so important. Repels All is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repelzol is available in concentrate, ready to use and ready to spray liquid, and an easy granule uses in a 3-pound shaker and 6-pound bag for spreader application. Where do you get Repelzol? Well, you can get it at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. They also have Bonide's Repelzol at Martin's Home and Garden. They're on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Repelzol. We're talking this morning about the Cool Aid Ministry, and Dwight Ogleton is our guest this morning. He has headed this up since you started helping. You just were called in, and you stayed back in 1985.
Yes.
And a big smile. I wish you could see Dwight today. He has a big smile on his. I've never seen you without a big smile. But you have touched so many people with the Cool Aid program. Share with us some of the feelings that you've had, some of the comments that you've received from people who have received fans and air conditioners.
Well, I'm one of the things that I appreciate very much is the program allows me to go into a home and to find out how people are really living. I've gone on a situation where an elderly lady, air condition went out, and she needed an air condition. I didn't have any in right then, so I took a couple of box fans and told her we'd try to get the air condition in a day or so. While I was there, the conversation came up about her medication. And she didn't have a medicine because she couldn't afford to buy it because she was trying to get an air condition. And we showed up with the program, and that allowed me an opportunity to personally help her to get the medication that she needed because she didn't have enough. And so we're able to do things like that to me, this is part of what we're here for. And the program is just a vehicle that we use to help us to minister to other people that's in need. And across the board, we'll help anybody. Now, of course, you have some people take advantage of the program. But that's the reason I try to go on the scene. I've had situations where someone called and needed air conditioning. I showed up with air conditioning, and there was air conditioning already in the window going. And so I just gingerly backed out of the drive and headed down the road.
Yeah.
And they didn't even bother to call and ask me about it because they knew that they weren't telling me the truth. So it makes that part, because I'm being trusted by those that make these donations, I try to go out on the scene to make sure what it's going for is strictly for that, and that person is in need for that. Because you do have some people that will take advantage of the program. Now, one thing that we do, you can't not come back and get a fan the very next year or an air conditioner, because we feel like that warranty would cover a year would cover a new air conditioner or fan, or longer. And so that cuts down on people taking advantage of the program.
Now, as you give out these fans and air conditioners, and particularly air conditioners, I would think it'd be hard for an elderly person who is having a difficult time walking around to install one. Do you do that also, and do you need volunteers to help in doing that?
You've seen the moving trucks of two men in one truck.
That's you.
If I have a helper on the truck, he's my assistant. But most of the time, when it's to that degree, we make sure it's in and running before we leave.
Okay. And I would imagine you see a lot of that. People really need help.
Yes.
Do you sometimes go into places and you find that in addition to medical needs and in addition to the fact that it's just hot, they just need somebody to talk to, Dwight?
I tell you, I've ran into situations where there was a mother with 4 or 5 children, and they range in different ages, from 3 to 15. And not only did they need an air conditioner, they hadn't eaten. If we go anywhere, Smyrna, Laverne, not just Murfreesboro, we've gone to Portland, Tennessee, and help people. And what we did was basically, I asked her to give me a list of things that she needed, which included Pampers. And we didn't give them the money. We took the list and went to the store and bought everything that they had on that list. That's such a good feeling, especially when the kids, you come back with the kids and you got a little snacks for them. I love that.
You'd never know how the Lord's going to be reaching out and giving you instructions on here's what's needed. But it sounds like the messages are out there. The people are in large numbers, and all you need right now is for people to support this program, the Cool Aid Ministry, giving out fans and air conditioners. Before we leave, again, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can give me a call on the cell at 818-2459, and that's area code 615, or they can call my home number, which is 895-8555, and I'm usually there after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm out of range. I got to leave here and go to Leaper's Fork. And as there is up there, I lose power. And we would appreciate anything that anyone would like to do. No contribution is too small. And we would appreciate them helping us to help others. And as I stated earlier, check on the elderly. See what they need, and the Lord will fix it where we can at least help in any way that we can.
That's a great thing to get in the habit of doing, checking on your neighbors, yes, checking on your loved ones.
Anyone that'd like to help out, they can feel free to call those same two numbers. We can always use some muscle.
Absolutely. That number once again.
818-2459, area code 615, or area code 615-895-8555. And thank you, Bart, for having us on and sharing with us with the community.
Dwight, thank you for all that you continue to do.
Hey, I can't forget to say before we go.
Okay.
One of the things I still remember is when you woke up and saw me after surgery.
That was
at the hospital.
I will always remember and be grateful too.
I was so glad that I was able to be there when you woke up.
My buddy Dwight was there.
I didn't want to scare you to death.
You didn't scare me. I don't know what I was expecting. People say, wasn't that a terrible experience? And I say, it was a terrible experience for my family. I don't remember too much about it, but I remember Dwight being there for me.
God bless you. I
Dwight,
love you, brother.
Thank you. You take care of yourselves.
On a bitter wind, on a cruel tide, and every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge, or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
Need better gas mileage? Swap your ride at Ford of Murfreesboro and buckle into a Ford Focus Electric, a regular Ford Focus, a Fiesta, or a Ford Transit Electric and get up to 40 miles per gallon. Or get 104 miles per gallon with a Fusion Hybrid Electric. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx, excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Play It Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Just a reminder, we have a section of I-24 in downtown Nashville closed for the bridge rehabilitation project that's continuing over the Main and the Woodland Street bridges, so anticipate some slowdown there. It's going to be closed between I-65 and I-40 beginning at 9 o'clock tonight, reopening at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass for auto glass repair, windshield replacement, window motors, and more. You can trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. Let's take a look now at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have spotty showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon, increasing cloud cover, highs in the mid-80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour. WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaliber.
Right now, it's 70.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
It's Friday, May the 18th, and there's a cruise in tonight from 5 until 9 over at the Avenue of Murfreesboro, right next to Belk Department Store. See some of the greatest looking wheels around. That's 5 until 9 tonight, right there at the Avenue of Murfreesboro. Also tonight, a fundraiser for the proposed Fisher House over at the VA Medical Center. Evening Under the Stars tonight from 6 until 9 at the Manor at Twin Oaks, and that's at 663 Coleman Road. The tickets are $75 each and the dress is casual. Again, this is a fundraiser for the proposed Fisher House. For information, contact Reeves Sane Drugstore or On Target Indoor Shooting Range. And the play, The Color Purple, continues tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2. For information about The Color Purple or to make reservations, call the Center for the Arts at 904-ARTS. And this production is sponsored by the Rotary Club. Free day in May is tomorrow. All day, attend museums and attractions at select Rutherford County locations absolutely free tomorrow. For a Friday, those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
We're Middle Tennessee's home for the Atlanta Braves. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
We're back again, and in this segment, we're talking about Box 100. Audrey Langhammer is with us, along with Mike Bunch and Rich Long. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have all of you with us. And Audrey, good. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and it's now low, remember? I got married.
Oh, that's... Back to... It's hard to break somebody of old habits. I could have said Scrubby Bear.
Yeah, that's Mom, but that's beside the point.
She did a great job with that, too.
Yes, she did. She misses that.
We're talking about Box 100. What is Box 100?
What Box 100 does is we go out for and we really give refreshment relief to the firefighters, police department during different situations. We've done it for fires. And other situations that needed us out there.
These are just volunteers who say, we thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking in the first segment about fans and air conditioners for needy families, because on hot days, I mean, it's horrible. It's deadly out there if you don't have any way to move the air. And just picture if you were a firefighter on a 90-degree day, standing in front of the fire. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Coming from a firefighter background, I'm actually retired from a fire service, and that's one of the things that is always important to us. After you put on almost 90 pounds of gear, and then you put on your SCBA tank, which is your breathing apparatus, and then you put on all the other hot gear, and you're going into a house or a building that's on fire anywhere from 500 up to almost 1,000 degrees, and you're in there for 30 minutes, and the first thing you do is you come out, and you are hot, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you want something to drink. So, therefore, we offer the firefighters Gatorade, water, something to replenish themselves with. We do not offer, like, sodas or anything, because all that will do is get into their system and get them sick. We don't want that. We want the replenishment done, and we want the electrolytes put back into them. We also offer nutrition, like snacks and stuff for them. If they're going to be on a long scene for quite a while, then we will offer a full meal. We also do this not only with firefighters, but also with police officers on, like, crime scenes. We do it with public works whenever we have water main breaks or anything. We are available to our citizens 24/7, and that's not only to our citizens of Laverne, but citizens of other areas. All they have to do is call. We can respond.
How do they get in touch? Is there a are you listed in the phone book? Or?
No, sir. We are. I can give you the number. It's 615-971-4050.
Okay, and that's Box 100.
Yes, sir.
How did you come up with the name Box 100? I'm sure there must be some meaning to that.
There is. There are several groups like this across the United States that started basically back whenever Benjamin Franklin also started the fire service back in the 1700s. But they are basically what's called a fire buff organization. And we took it a step further and decided to work with Public Works and other folks. Most fire buff organizations just do it for their fire service. And like I said, we decided to take it a step further and work with everyone, because we are a small city and we don't have that much resources. We have quite a bit of resources, but we don't have that many people that can do our job at the same time. So therefore, we decided to go in and assist everyone. And that actually works out very well.
Now, I don't think that fires work on a 9-to-5 basis.
No, sir, they don't.
So sometimes your calls are in the middle of the night, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah.
This takes dedication.
Yes, sir.
So, Audrey, how you said you had how many grandchildren now?
I've got 5.
That keeps you busy, and you've have this other thing that pops up at unknown times.
Mm-hmm. When we get the call, and since the phone's on my side of the bedroom, I usually answer it first, and then I hand it over to my husband, and he says, okay, give me the location again, okay, thank you, bye, and he hangs up with me, and then he says, let's go, and we just have to hurry and throw things on, and out the door we go. We say, tell our dog, watch the house, here we go, and we just grab our gear and go.
Now, how long have the three of you been doing this?
3 years for me. We moved to Laverne in 2006, I believe it was, and then found the website and went to find out what the organization was about. I've been basically a career volunteer since I was about 15 years old, dealing with many organizations. You know, I got involved with Box and realized that, you know, hey, I could use my skills. I'm currently the weather coordinator for the group. So I track thunderstorms coming into the area. I advise the fire department, police department on what's going on, how to protect their people. We provide storm spotter classes for the public. We've done a couple of public severe weather workshops in Laverne. And you know, just found a way to use my skill. You know, I'm the young guy of the group here, so I still have a full time job and do this.
Now, I'm hearing a little ham radio operator. Sounds like coming out. Are you all ham operators?
I am.
Yeah, I am too.
It sounded like this. And so, how do people? What kind of person are you looking for? Somebody who just can get up in the middle of the night and go out, somebody who may have some communication skills, what type
Mike,
of person?
Mike, that's your question.
Basically, what I want with our group is it doesn't matter to me. I can get the volunteers to get up and go out. If you've got a skill that is awesome, like Rich with our weather coordinator, okay, it doesn't matter to me if he's on the scene or not on a house fire. If we have bad weather coming in and he can monitor that and then tell me, look, we need to open up a shelter and secure people into that shelter where they're not hurt, they're not injured, then he's doing his job for me. Audrey, this was her idea to come here this morning. Both of these two are my PR people, so they they're doing their job right now. If we get a fire right now and I'm the only one who goes, that's fine. I know that I will eventually get other help there. But all I'm looking for is someone that can do a job to the best of their ability.
Now, do you have a trailer somewhere that is parked and full of whatever you need when you go to these scenes?
Yes, sir. At the present time, we have four different vehicles and we have two trailers. One of them is our like command center trailer where we have it set up with like all of the weather equipment, the radios, the printers, whatever else we may need for that operation. We also have a disaster trailer, which carries everything from saws to portable generators to portable lights. We also have four vehicles which can roll at any given time on any type of emergency, such as fire, police action, public works action. I mean, we even use those vehicles for blocking off traffic if we are requested to by the police department.
So you're the group that really goes in and gets the job done, so to speak. It sounds like, because if we have a storm coming through, I guess even if it's a small storm, one of the things that frequently happens, limbs are downed, and that blocks the roadway. So you're out there with the chainsaws helping open up the roadways.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dedication. I mean, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been with Fire Service and Emergency Services for 33 years.
What is it that says, I need to continue doing this? I need this is a part of me.
It's like once you get into it, it's in your blood, regardless. It's kind of like you with radio. You got into radio at an early age, and you're still doing it. So, I mean, the same question.
It's a disease, then.
Exactly. The same question could go back to you is what keeps you with the fans out there every day? What drives you to do your job? What drives other people to do their job? It's a love and compassion of your job and a love and compassion to help others.
Audrey, with you, when did you discover this is the type of work I need to do?
When I was working for the Red Cross, got to help out a lot of people doing different things there, especially when I was doing the secretary receptionist job, and I still had to do other facets of that job. And when I had to retire from that, I felt empty.
Mm-hmm.
I do some things through my church, but I wanted to do more in my community and be more involved in it. And Box 100 came up, and a friend of ours kept telling us, you got to come. And Doug and I kept saying, just kind of kept putting it off. So finally I said, let's go. And we went, and we've enjoyed going ever since. We've been there now, I guess, about 2 years?
About 2 years.
Now, Rich, you said you are a weather spotter, and that's a relatively new group here in the community. Going through, I think, the Rutherford Emergency Management Association. Is that the one?
No, what? actually, we have an in-house program.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a secretary with the National Weather Association here in Middle Tennessee. So, you know, this is something, you know, throughout my volunteer career, I've always had the passion for weather, even when I was active duty in the Air Force. And, you know, but just to tail off of what Audrey was talking about, you know, I continually volunteered, and when I first got out of the Air Force and moved down here, that volunteering wasn't an opportunity at that point, just the way life was at that point, just moving into the area. And unfortunately, that was around the time that Katrina came through the Gulf Coast, and I can tell you how hard it was to sit there and not be affiliated with anybody, not being able to help, not being able to do anything. And it finally got to the point where I couldn't take it. And just, you know, that's when I went and started seeking opportunities and found Box.
And I guess Katrina was our eye-opener here in this area for shelters and things of that sort. I know Audrey was very involved with the Red Cross, and I have been involved with the Red Cross. In the past, we would set up shelters, and nobody would come because they had family and friends and people who brought them in, which is great. But with Katrina. Do you remember those first plane loads?
Oh, yeah. It was like, oh, somebody just opened the floodgates and everybody kept falling out.
These were big airplanes, commercial size airplanes, mm-hmm. which I'd never seen this before. These were totally unmarked 747s and things. Whoever heard of an unmarked 747? But it was the U.S. Marshals. And they have commercial airline size, the big airplanes, flying in. And these people thought they were coming to Texas, I believe.
Yes.
And when they got off the plane, would be their welcome to Rutherford County, mm-hmm. Tennessee. That was not a look of happiness always.
No.
But I think, how many people did we have at that shelter? It was several hundred.
Oh, gosh, I think at one point it was like 400 or 500.
Yeah, it's just a huge, it was a small city.
Yeah.
And so you got some instant on-the-job training there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And since then, we've had a few other occasions mm-hmm. like that. And so that's what you're doing. But you're also helping out at the fires. We've had some pretty major traffic accidents, especially on the interstate, mm-hmm. where the roads are closed down for several hours, and there are officers there working sometimes in the hot sun, doing an investigation for several hours. And is that the type of work you also go to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's exactly what type we do. Going back to the history you were asking about, there are several organizations like this around the area. Box 100 is in Laverne and Rutherford County. There's a Box 55 that is in Nashville, and they respond to similar things such as us, except they are primarily fire. Where they can get called out on other stuff, we respond to other stuff. But yes, you are correct. That is exactly what we do.
Now, you had mentioned, Rich had mentioned, the fact that you'd gone to the website. So mm-hmm. there's a working website. People can find information on Box 100. I guess if you Google Box 100, this would come up.
Well, definitely. But the website is www.box100laverne.org.
Now, and is it the 100 like numbers?
Or? Yes, 100. And we're also active on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us there. And it's, again, with Box 100 Laverne.
Okay, and the main thing that you're doing is physically helping. If there are trees down, you're helping clean the roads, and then you're also there with food, nourishment, and things for emergency responders when they're on the scene for long periods of time.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly, and one of the things that we're able to do on scene too is to assist with traffic and crowd control, because that releases the limited number of police officers that we have to work on more important tasks. So anything that any way we can help out in a non-emergency role on one of these scenes is something we can do, and that frees up more resources to be able to deal with whatever the problem is.
Now, tell us about the type of training that you go through, because everybody is not just born with the knowledge of how to control crowds and how to direct traffic and things. I mean, I could probably go out there and create more havoc than there was before we started.
Well, one of the things that we're doing is with a public education team to get out and to promote disaster preparedness within the community. And we're just starting up training with that for through the National or the U.S. Fire Administration in order to get some classes from them on how to teach this. How do we get it out there to the public in an effective manner? Mike's also brought us a course from FEMA for the rehabilitation course, and that's taking care of our firefighters and monitoring them and making sure that they're fit to go back in, and you know how to look for those symptoms and problems that could occur with a fireman.
After 9/11, I guess we need to be on greater alert and be aware. How can we help our neighbors if we have a problem? And I think other problems we haven't even thought about much, although I'm sure you've thought about them, are problems like earthquakes. We have the fault over there in Memphis area. There's another pretty large fault that comes down through East Tennessee and into parts of Middle Tennessee. We're sort of in a no man's land here, thank goodness. I mean, this is, I'd like to be in a no man's land when it comes to earthquakes. But the infrastructure around us is not in a no man's land between Rutherford and Shelby County. A lot of the roads, the electric grid and everything can be brought down. And volunteers like yourself might have a hard time getting to areas where they need service. Are you working on ways to overcome those obstacles?
Yes, sir. At the present time, we have a course that's going to be beginning called Community Emergency Response Training. And there are CERT teams throughout the United States that are capable of, basically what these teams are supposed to do is your community, you're supposed to be able to exist with your team and your team leaders for at least 48 hours before someone else could possibly get to you. And we have to train each other as to how to go house to house to search for potential survivors, and then to assist those survivors in any way possible until we can get people to us.
Unfortunately, the clock on the wall, the old clock, says we're about out of time this morning. Before we leave, again, what is the website where people can find out more about Box 100?
Okay, our website is www.box100laverne.org.
Audrey Lowe is with us today. Got it right that time. Learned, I'm not stuck in the past. Mike Bunch, along with Rich Long. Thank you all for being with us, and thank you for the service that you provide for this community.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Bart.